It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for July 4th.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's word is aphelion, also pronounced aphelion and spelled A-P-H-E-L-I-O-N. Aphelion is a noun that means the point farthest from the sun in the path of an orbiting celestial body, such as a planet. Here's the word used in a sentence from Astronomy by Allison Klessman. Currently about 34 astronomical units from the sun, Pluto is still slowly approaching its aphelion, the farthest point in its orbit from the sun, where it will lie nearly 50 astronomical units from our star. Aphelion and perihelion are troublesome terms. Which one means a planet is nearest to the sun, and which means it is farthest away? An etymology lesson may help you keep these words straight. Just remember that the ap of aphelion or aphelion derives from a Latin prefix that means away from. The mnemonic A for away can help too. Peri, on the other hand, means near. And how are aphelion and perihelion related to the similar-looking astronomical pair apogee and perigee? Etymology explains again. The helion of aphelion and perihelion is based on the Greek word helios, meaning sun, while the g of apogee and perigee is based on Gaia, meaning earth. The first pair describes distance in relation to the sun, the second in relation to the earth. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.